A Brave Victory, Chapter 6. Fixing the Weak Parts. Ari's dad, working on encouraging her, had a question.
Ari, if my car won't start tomorrow, should I call it worthless and tow it to the junkyard?
No, you should try to fix it, she stated.
Right. I look for the part that failed to do its job, then replace it.
People are like cars. They have lots of parts, and those parts fail at times and need fixing. But people are far more valuable than cars. Never let yourself think you are worthless just because a few of those parts fail sometimes. Your fear of failing is just a sign that you have a weak part. You need courage to replace it. Once you begin memorizing God's truth, His power will grow in you, so you can overcome your fear and be stronger. Your little grizzly helps you remember the truth. You are strong and courageous because God is with you.
On March 15th, the Cape Cod gymnastics team was warming up at the last meet of the season. Ari had not yet done a flyaway on her own, but Miss Terry had barely touched her this week. They had agreed that she would stand ready to spot, but would not touch Ari unless needed.
"Where's Miss Terry?" Amy asked.
"She got sick last night," said Miss Jenna. "She's really bummed that she can't be here."
Instantly, Ari felt the sting of fear, as if a sword had just entered her heart.
"Oh, Ari," Miss Jenna said, reaching into her bag. "Here, Terry sent this to my email for you."
Ari opened the note.
"Dear Ari, I want so much to be there, but I'm terribly sick. You have worked hard to overcome your fear of failure. Don't quit now. Remember this. You are brave. God is bigger than your fear. You are safe in His loving hands. His hands are far stronger than mine. You can do it."
Ari hugged Brave and quietly prayed.
"I need you, Heavenly Father. I feel alone and afraid."
She closed her eyes and saw herself standing next to Keen, looking out his bedroom window at the stars. She heard herself speaking,
"Sometimes Daddy can't come to be with you because he's not here, but God will always be with you."
Then another voice whispered from somewhere deep inside her,
"Do you believe your own words, Ari?"
She would soon find out. Ari was up. Jenna set Brave where Ari could see him during her tap swings.
"I am brave because you are with me, God."
The judge saluted her. She visualized herself doing each skill perfectly and did not allow her mind to wander. And now it was time to dismount.
"First tap swing, I see Brave," she said aloud.
"Second swing, I can do this." She let go of the bar too early and landed leaning too far forward. She took a giant step to avoid falling and caught sight of Brave above her. She quickly lifted her head and chest, regaining her balance, and finished without a fall. She grabbed Brave and was engulfed by her teammates, shouting, "Ari's going to level 7!
After celebrating Ari's victory with popcorn and a movie that night, everyone was feeling pretty tired, but Mom trotted off to study.
"I've discovered my weakness. It's those nasty geometry proofs, so I need more work on them."
"Mom, I think you're going to pass next time," declared Ari.
Later.
"Keen, what are you doing?" asked Ari.
"I want my bed over there," he pointed to the window.
Ari helped him push it across the room and then read him a few Bible stories.
"Do you want your nightlight there too?" asked Ari.
"No, I'm not afraid. I can see all the stars out the window and I know who lives up there."
"Who?" asked Ari.
"My heavenly dad."
"That's right, Keen. And he's always with us, wherever we go."